Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hi, Marks and Reese. We are back. Chilly Tuesday as we count down the days to Sunday at 1 p.m. Eagles and Tampa Bay Bucks. And with the Eagles finishing in second place in the NFC East, we now know who their opponents will be for 2022. Right? Like you always get to figure it out. So you would expect it to be a tougher schedule, I guess. Right? Then,
well, at least a second place schedule.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
you're a playoff team.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
All right, so their home opponents, and I'll admit the Cowboys, the Giants, Washington football team, mm-hmm. you're playing on the home and the road. So we already know you're playing a home game and a road game against them.
Yep.
All right, at home, you have the Green Bay Packers.
That could be with or without Aaron Rodgers.
Jalen Hurts versus Jordan Love.
Exactly right. Yes, yes. You don't even know if that's going to be. Is that going to be a difficult?
Yeah.
Is that going to be an easy one? If Rodgers is there, it's going to be much more difficult than Jordan Love. And I think he's as good as gone. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is coming back.
Yeah.
But I also believe that he was going to not play in the Super Bowl with a prank call or a prank text message to Boomer last week. Anyway, so Packers, Vikings, and that's new head coach. Kirk Cousins is there.
He's guaranteed $38 million.
He will be there.
Doug's return, possibly?
Maybe.
Ah.
Could be.
I will have something on my face for sure.
So you had the Vikings, the Jaguars.
Doug's return?
With the Jags.
Could be that you should win that game or you will be favored in that game.
Yep.
Tennessee Titans.
Okay. Yeah. Tennessee will be good. That'll be a tough
game. They will be a playoff team again, you would expect next year. Saints. Who's their quarterback?
I know who their quarterback will be.
Russell Wilson.
Could be.
How about that? I didn't even think of Russell Wilson.
Yeah, they're...
You think? Russell Wilson?
He was on their list last year, and the Bears drafted Fields, and the Cowboys signed Dak.
Yeah.
And he gets to play with Sean Payton. The defense is already legit.
Alvin Kamara.
Yeah.
Russ is going to have to adjust his list, I think, a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the Eagles got to be added to it. Obviously, have to adjust it.
Yeah, but see, like, here's the thing.
Michael Thomas comes back?
Yeah.
Right?
What are they going to do with the $42 million they guaranteed to Taysom Hill?
Oh, God.
Terrible contract.
Yeah,
but
terrible contract.
I don't know the draft assets of the Saints, but, I mean, if they're not going to have their first-round pick for a couple of years. That's how you get Russell Wilson. Like, Russ has a no-trade clause, so he controls a lot of this where he goes. But the Seahawks also aren't going to give him up for a first-round draft pick. So the Seahawks are going to have to unload the draft pick and maybe some players, too, to get him. But, yeah, it could be Russell Wilson. The Pittsburgh Steelers, which is that Mason Rudolph? Is that a bridge quarterback? Is that a whoever? But Steelers are always normally a good team. We'll see what they look like without Ben. So Packers, Vikings, Jags, Titans, Saints, Steelers. You get 9 games at home this year because you had the –
Yeah,
that 8 this year and 9 road games.
Yeah, so that's a plus in their favor as they get the extra home game next year.
Yep. How many wins, Jack, of the 9?
That's a good home slate.
I'll stick with 7.
7 at home.
Yeah, it's a tougher schedule. How much better can they get from this year to next year?
Yeah, I say 6-3 at home.
Yeah, I would say that's even being generous. If you win 2 in the division. See, there's too much unknown about the Packers. The Jags should be 3. The Vikings should be 4. I mean, between Tennessee, Saints and the Steelers. I mean, all right, six sounds good to me. It does. All right, road games. On the road, Bears, Lions, Texans, Colts, Cardinals. So you have the tougher games at home. Colts will be a tough game.
It's not a great traveling schedule.
No, that's a good point.
Well, you don't have the California, Florida teams.
Yeah. Yep, Chicago's a quick fight.
Chicago.
Detroit.
Hopefully that's not in December.
Yeah, yeah. Where do these games line up, exactly. Right?
Another possible Doug revenge game.
Wow.
I mean, seriously, we're playing all Doug's teams. No
true.
Broncos on there, unfortunately.
No. No, yeah, Doug could. Yeah, we could get a Doug revenge game. You could have a Carson Wentz revenge game.
It's almost likely that we get a Doug revenge game.
A Carson and a Doug game in the same year?
How about that?
Let's space them out, too. We don't need them back to back.
We need to have a Carson Appreciation Day next year. I'm sure everyone's going to be on board for that.
Oh, yeah.
And
a
Doug Appreciation Day next year.
The Doug one would be fun because we can appreciate Doug.
Yeah.
The Carson would be All right, so how many wins? Bears, Lions, Texans, Colts, Cardinals, and then the three division games. If you go 2-1 in the division, Bears, Lions, I mean, you should win two of those. I mean, is that a 4-4?
I mean, just give us a number.
I don't know. Yeah, that gets you 11.
About 20 more predictions by the time we actually get to the
season.
Yeah, but the first one counts, though, because it's you know, your gut reaction.
I'm going 11, Jack.
11 wins next year?
Yeah.
I'll stick at 7 wins next year total.
7 total?
Yeah. How much better are they going to get from this year to next year? I guess they could draft Dean and whatever, but like, it's a way harder schedule next year. It should be a harder schedule. So.
It's not, but it's really not.
That home schedule is way tougher.
But think about the Eagles' schedule earlier this season, right? Like, their tough part of the schedule was early. Their easier part was late. So they did have some tougher games. They were just earlier, and we don't remember. Listen, and it never ends up working out the way you think it is when you look at the schedule beforehand and you think these teams stink or whatever, or this team's great, you'll never beat them. All right. We'll see. 215-592-9494. Rhonda is calling from Washington, D.C. Rhonda, how are you?
Hey, guys. I'm great. How have you been?
Good, Rhonda. Thank you.
Good. Listen, I just want to briefly talk defensive strategy and personnel with you guys.
Yeah, let's do it.
First of all, do you think the Eagles have the personnel to be able to implement the NASCAR package that kept Brady hopping during the Super Bowl, and which I think New Orleans used when they beat him up about a month ago? And B, as far as their defense is concerned, do you think we have the horses to keep their linebackers honest and to control the ball and keep the ball out of Brady's hands and keep him on the bench? Those are my two questions. Go.
Okay. Well, the NASCAR package, I need to see the package. I knew that was coming. I like the way Josh Sweat has played over the last month. He's played very well. Certainly we need Derek Barnett to emerge.
Start
making plays. If I'm looking at the inside, you got Fletcher and Javon. Like, who do you have as your second tackles? You got Milton Williams, so that certainly helps. You probably in 2017, that Super Bowl team went 10 deep. They went 9 or 10 deep. This team probably goes 7 deep. Probably 6 or 7 deep. Probably, yeah. Because you got 3 D tackles when you add in Milton Williams.
Yeah, and he's been pretty good, Milton Williams.
You know, yeah, you just don't have the ends, man. You don't have a Brandon Graham there. You don't have the Chris Long there. You don't have Barnett was a rookie then.
Vinnie Curry.
Vinnie Curry was one of the starters. You had depth, man.
Yeah.
You just had depth. I mean, they were rolling players 4 at a time. Just don't have it this year. And as far as taking advantage of those Tampa Bay linebackers, if Levante David is playing to go along with Devin White, dude, you're talking about two of the best linebackers in football.
Yeah, that's trouble.
I mean, there's only one Dallas Goedert. See, this is where I'll go back to Zach Ertz would mean more to us right now than that fifth-round pick we got for him.
Yep. Yeah, well, I mean, the fact that you don't really have, like, Quez Watkins is your number two wide receiver. And
it's just nice to have another red zone threat, another reliable body, a third down guy, a veteran. Guy's not going to shrink because of the moment. Like, that's better than having a fifth-round draft pick. It just is.
Yeah. Richard Rodgers will be back with the team, though, it seems like.
Can't get rid of him.
Well, it was after the Bucs game that they traded him.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. That was his last game.
2-5. I guess they're 2-5 after that game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then they went on the run.
Yeah, I just – yeah. I just if you at that time think that you have an actual chance of being a playoff team, you don't get rid of Zach Ertz.
Yes. No, it's true. Yeah. At that point, they were – I mean, if you're more focused on a fifth-round draft pick than holding them to try to supplement down the stretch.
And it's not that I'm faulting the Eagles. I just think they were more about evaluating the team with low expectations at the time. Again, if you think you – because they had the ability to look at the schedule just like we do.
Yeah.
So they knew they were going to play lesser teams the second half of the season. And if you legitimately think you're a playoff team, you don't get rid of Zach Ertz.
Did they think Tyree Jackson was going to be somebody they could put out there?
They didn't use him.
That's true.
No, I just don't think they had high expectations at that time.
Mm.
So they figured we may as well get a fifth-round pick for him as opposed to just keeping him on the roster. He wanted to be traded.
And they traded him, man.
And they traded him.
Let's go to Chuck. Chuck in Mount Airy. Chuck, what are you doing, man?
Johnny, Ike.
What's up, brother?
What's up, Chuck?
Hey, I had to call up, man. Listen.
Yes.
I'm not going to stay away from this station all week. We'll call up Friday the next time I call up.
Okay.
And I'm not going to stay away. I want to stay away, but I can't because this game means so much to me. And I need Nick to understand this. Nick, if you're listening, for the life of me, please stop saying this is a regular game. But this is no regular game, man.
I'm with you, Chuck.
You know what I mean?
I'm with you. Yes, I know it. I hear it in your voice. I hear it in your voice, man. I hear it.
First of all, we got history with Tampa Bay. You know what I mean? This has become a playoff historic rival. You know what I mean? Whether you want to believe it or not, Eagles, Buccaneers. Then you add Tom Brady, Gronkowski to the mix. They know we did to them a couple years ago in the Super Bowl. You can't have this regular season game stuff. Nick need to be preaching those guys, and they're locking before we go out there. The world is against us. We are 9.5-point underdogs. Even our own fan base don't think we can win. And I know it's nice, hard to say that, but
you
need to preach that to them before they go out there on Sunday.
You know me, Chuck. I would be in there tearing the paint off the walls, but that's just how I am. I'd be in there yelling. They'd have to keep me calm on a Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah. See, this is no regular season game. You know what I mean? This is what you need to understand. I don't know because you've never been in the playoffs before,
mm-hmm.
but this thing intensifies.
Mm-hmm.
It magnifies. Every play counts. Every sweat off your body, a drip, it means something. You know what I mean? Every goal line stands. Every goal line drive. Every drive. Every catch. Every run.
Yeah.
This thing is serious, man. This is the playoffs. You know what I mean? Stuff intensifies. And Nick needs to understand this is no regular season game. That's the wrong message you could be sending to your team.
Mm.
That's all I got to say.
We talk to you Friday, Chuck.
Love y'all. Peace.
All right,
Love
Chuck.
You, Chuck.
There he is. We don't know what he's saying behind closed doors, right? Nick Sirianni, he might be saying different things behind closed doors that we say publicly. Nick's pretty good at saying nothing to the media, but I don't know. It certainly seems like that he's treating this as the, hey, I prepare this hard every week. I'm going to prepare like that this week. I mean, I think you're making a mistake if you're not going in and you're not. I mean, isn't that motivation for your team? Isn't that what you're trying to get your guys to know, that this is a bigger game and this, you do have to step up for this game, and this is Tom Brady and this is the Bucs and this is going to have to be your best showing of the year? It's not just, I don't know.
Even if you don't harp on the fact that you're facing Tom Brady, you are facing the defending world champions. Like,
On top of yellow, the bar should be set higher than the Jets.
Yes, exactly. So
and Mike Glennon,
you know, and the level of play. Again, I think he means well. I understand what he's trying to convey, which is we don't need to do anything differently than what we've been doing. This has been good enough. The problem is that it's been good enough to beat mediocre to bad teams. It's not as if the team was playing and clicking on all cylinders and they just dominated these opponents coming down the stretch. So they are going to have to play better. And I think the players know that. And, you know, these veteran players know that this isn't a regular season game and they need to be on top of their game this week. I mean, lock in. You don't need to be out anywhere, right? You lock in. You get focused because when you think you've studied enough film, when you think you have the tendencies down to a science to where you feel like, okay, this is where they're going to go with the football. Well, they're adding new wrinkles. They're adding new wrinkles to what they want to do to expose your defense or take advantage of you on your offense. So, like, that's what it's going to be. And if you're planning on beating a team of this caliber, then I think you do got to raise your level of play. Like, you don't play Alabama and say it's the same thing as playing Iowa State.
Right.
Right? Like, you don't get to the national championship game or the college football playoff and say, oh, this is the same thing as playing
Rich Rodriguez,
a non-conference game in September.
Was it Rich Rodriguez that said that the Ohio State game's not any bigger than any other game? And it's like, no, it is bigger than any other game.
Yes.
Like, it is to everybody but you, and that's the wrong message to be sending.
Wrong message.
Right.
Yeah. So, again, that's Monday. They don't actually start till Wednesday. Practice doesn't start till Wednesday. Today, I don't know what they did today. Right? They played Saturday. Maybe they did start today.
Mm. All right.
That's they do walkthroughs on Wednesdays nowadays.
Is that right?
So and Thursdays and Fridays.
And Fridays. And Saturdays. Rasheem.
I'm going to be relentless pit bull.
That's a lot of walkthroughs.
Rasheem in North Philly. Sheem.
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
All right.
Ra, what's up, bro?
What's up? All year I've been listening to, you know, everybody say, you can't win football games. You know, running the football now is a whole nother scenario. But I also was told that, you know, in the playoffs, running the football travels. And if you look at it, we're 6-3 on the road. And if you look at, you know, I guess our most impressive win is up at Colorado against the Denver Broncos. And that was like the number 4 ranked defense coming in with Vic Fangio and everything. And we also got to remember Lane Johnson did not play that game. Jordan Mailata was on the right side of the line, and Andre Dillard was on the left side, and we did not try to run the football. So I know for sure that we're going to be able to run the football. My whole thing is trying to stop Tom Brady, and I think we can be effective. Like, when you don't have Antonio Brown and Chris Godwin, two of the better receivers in the NFL, that matters and that means something. So your explosiveness on offense is going to completely change when you're running. You know, I understand Gronk is a, you know, is a great tight end, but there are ways to minimize that. You have Darius Slay, who's going to minimize Mike Evans. So that should help. You know, you have Leonard Fournette. I don't know if he's going to play in the game. You know, I've been hearing he's going to play, but he had a hamstring injury. And as a big running back for a guy like him, you know, hamstring injuries could be tricky. So to tell you the truth, I really don't see this game being a high-scoring game just because I don't see how Tom Brady is going to be able, you know, to score 30-plus points. Right. And you know, in this game, we're taking as many losses as he had. And you got to think about it. We run the football, so we're going to minimize his possessions. Yeah. Now, you don't necessarily got to score a bunch of points, but if we're taking away possessions from Tom Brady, if you're ending with, like, just like I think Wade said, with a kick, points is really the main thing.
That's
and earlier
what
matters. In the season,
yeah,
exactly. And we're a totally different football team. I want people to understand that, too. And for the last couple of weeks, we had the same record as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and played the same opponents. So I look at it totally different. I don't think this Buccaneer team, and I wanted to play the Bucs, I don't think this Buccaneer team is going to be this great team. Shaq Barrett is coming off an injury. Jason Pierre-Paul is coming off an injury. And this year has been terrible for Jason Pierre-Paul. So yes, Tom Brady's historic, but I also see him play bad last year against the Washington Redskins in the playoffs and against Green Bay. That defense won him that Super Bowl.
Yeah,
you know, in the Super Bowl he made plays. So I want people to, like, to me, like, I understand that we're, I guess It seems like we're a big underdog, but to me, I don't see it like that. We have a dominant offensive line, and that wins you football games. I don't care what nobody says. That wins you football games. And, you know, I just need Jalen Hurts to be good, because to me, just winning, just losing the game by a little bit is not going to do anything for me. I don't believe in that, you know, moral victory stuff. I'm coming to the game and win. And this is the Rams is a bad matchup. The Buccaneers, you can't tell me. Like, I understand, besides Tom Brady being this Hall of Fame quarterback on offense, how are they going to be able to expose if, you know, with Darius Slay on Mike Evans? Who are they taking options? Who, Bashaud Breeland? Who, Miller? Like, come on, like, be serious. You know. I think Nelson is a good number, you know, is a good number two. And I think Avante Maddox is one of the better nickel cornerbacks in the NFL. So I think, you know, to me, I don't know why, but.
All right, we got you.
I need that, though, yeah. Rod. Listen, we need more calls like Rasheem.
Mm-hmm.
It's only Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah, well, how Tom Brady does what you're saying he can't do, because he only has Mike Evans, is he uses tight ends and wide receivers and dinks and dunks his way down the field. I mean, that's what Tom Brady's precise, and that's he doesn't need the big play guy. But, it does hurt the offense not to have those wide receivers, sure. no question about it. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. 215-592-9494. We're going to bring on Elite Elliot Parks coming up next. He says the Eagles are close to being elite. He's also raving about Jonathan Gannon. What's he saying, Jack?
Hey, Jonathan.
He's obsessed with like points allowed. And like how that's the only measure that matters when it comes to defense.
So in your group text that Elliot's on the group chain, he's annoyingly.
Oh, it's every day.
Overly aggressive.
Well, what's your
positive
problem with Gannon? Every day. It's from 7 a.m. till midnight. It's Gannon.
Wow.
And then you say,
a big Jonathan, you know what? He was a big Schwartz guy.
He
too,
was a big Schwartz
yeah.
guy, yeah.
So Elliot's a defensive guy?
Well, you know that. He's a football guy.
He's an against the grain guy. Everybody hates him. He likes him. 215-592-9494.
Like, he's a big Schwartz guy, too.
And does he think the Eagles
loves
are going to win this
Davis.
Week?
He was not a big Billy Davis guy, I don't think.
I hope not. I don't know who was. We'll get his Tuesday thoughts on what he thinks happens in the game on Sunday, and does he think that this needs to be more of an offensive game or a defensive game? That's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Let's talk about windows and doors for a second, because this is it's the coldest it's been all winter, and it's going to get a little bit colder tonight. And if you have those inefficient old drafty windows and doors, you know it right now, right? You when you walk past the window, it's like, man, it's cold. You can just feel the heat leaving your house. You can feel those dollars leaving your house. Right now is the time to take advantage of Guida's big winter sales event. My good friends at Guida Door and Window, they've extended their biggest discounts of the year through the month of January by offering 40% off every window and door that you buy. That's right, 40% off each expertly installed energy efficient replacement window, which also includes free high performance low E glass. And if you need a new door, well, 40% off any door. That includes insulated entry doors, sliding patio doors, garage doors, and storm doors. And you can also take advantage of Guida's interest-free financing or their low monthly payment plans to get your project started with no money out of pocket. This offer is for a limited time only. You must act quickly. If your home needs new windows and doors, and you know if you need them, call the experts at Guida today to schedule a free in-home estimate. 877-GO-GUIDA. 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit them at goguida.com. That's go, GUIDA.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.